Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva, Shir number 52. We are in Shar Aleph, Ice 31, at the first Seder Beis Medrash. Getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learning how to do a proper Tshuva. We mentioned yesterday that a person who was working on Shviras HaTaiva, on breaking his desires, his personal desires, will be someone who will keep his friends. But a person who is entrapped by the Yetzer Hara and is focusing on his own personal desires, this is a selfish individual. And people don't like to be around these type of individuals, these selfish people. And he'll lose his friends. The Taiva who mevakesh, his friends will distance themselves from him. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonah continues to explain the end of the pasuk which we mentioned above. V'chol toshiyah yizgalo. In all of Toshiyah, what is Toshiyah? He'll be revealed. Toshiyah, we said yesterday, or in the past, we mentioned that the root of Toshiyah is from Yesh, Yeshus. That there's something, substance. Yesh, you have something there. What is that of substance? What is there something of substance? The Torah has substance. That's what's going to be enduring. B'chol Toshiyah, when there is sustenance, something of real, something which is emes, that's what's going to exist. When the person doesn't have anything real, he's running after his taivas, he runs from one thing to the next, he's never satisfied. Never satisfied, always has to buy this new gadget and that new gadget. But when a person has that which is real, he's satisfied. Reminds me of the famous story with the brother of Rav Elimelech Melezhinsk, Rav Zusha. It was known that Rav Zusha was an extremely poor person. So there's a man who was dealing with tremendous poverty, and he had a very difficult time with his emunah and dealing with his nisayon. So for Chizik, he was told to go speak to Rav Zusha and learn how to deal with these situations. He came to Rav Zusha's house. He speaks to him. He says, I was encouraged to speak to you to give me some chizik of dealing with poverty, dealing with very difficult situations like I'm in now. So the response I'm going to say that Rav Zusha said over that he told him is going to sound very difficult for us to relate to. But let's first say it. Rav Zusha told him, I don't know why anybody would send you to me. What difficulties do I have that I can relate to your situation? That's what they say over. Now, what was Rav Zusha telling him? Rav Zusha was telling him, I don't see difficulties. Rav Zusha was connected to the Yesh, to the Toshiyah. He had the sustenance. He had substance. He had that which is emes, or that which is real. Now, did Rav Zusha know that he didn't have too much food in his house? Yeah, he knew that. But when he was focusing on what he does have, he didn't see what he doesn't have. This person, however, explains Rabbeinu Yoina, who is not breaking his taiva, will transgress not just one or two Yisurim of the Torah, Ki yavar al kulanu miloshin v'chol evil yizgala. But this person will transgress on all of the Yisurim of the Torah. V'chol evil yizgala. Nothing for this evil. Evil is a fool. Nothing will be holding him back. It's his redifa sataiva. He's running after it. And doesn't make a difference what's standing in his way. If something's usher, it doesn't matter. But the person who has tushia, the person that has yesh, the person who's connected to ruchnius, he's filling himself up. When the person eats and he's full, he can't eat anymore. If a person is full of ruchnius, he'll be breaking his shvira sataiva, his running after redifa sataiva.